The conceivement, birth, and childhood of Jesus is not only a miracle, but a testament to the will of God, and also a testament to the power and the respect and the faith that we should have in God and all of the processes that he may have. Please turn your Bibles to Luke 1, verses 26 through 28. And it says, "And having come in, the angel said to Mary, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." This act sent by God to Mary, to us may seem scary. Being told as a virgin, being told as a wife to become, that you'll become pregnant, is something scary and something that you don't get to see or you hear about every day. But Mary's faith in God allowed for her to continue on with the process without hesitation. Now let's talk about Joseph, the husband of Mary. When Joseph heard this troubling news, of course he was naturally scared. I mean, anybody would be scared if the wife as a virgin came to them and told them, "I'm pregnant." Joseph's kind spirit and quickness not to anger at Mary allowed for him to understand what God was putting upon Mary and allowed for him to play a major role also in the raising of Jesus. If Joseph had not had any respect or faith or kindness not only towards Mary, but the faith in God, would we even have Jesus today? After God had told Mary of what she was to do, Mary was naturally scared. But after being explained of what was to become of her, Mary rejoiced. Please turn your Bibles to Luke 1, verses 46 through 52. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of his heart, and he has put down the mighty from their thrones." This joy that Mary gave to God shows her faith that even though she would have to endure a hard process, she was willing to put all of her faith and trust in God, that he would get her through the process, and she did. And though it was hard, Mary continued to push forward. Now, the birth of Jesus was a difficult one. Mary was forced to go to Bethlehem at the decree of Emperor Caesar Augustus. This may be called a coincidence by some, but this is all a part of God's plan. Mary and Joseph would arrive in Bethlehem, where Mary would give birth to Jesus in a manger. And it so happened there that the wise men would also come to visit Mary. This is just another sign of God's power. Now, after Jesus was born, things did get a little bit difficult for Mary and Joseph. When Jesus was a young boy, they had once again visited Jerusalem. And when doing so, Jesus would disappear from the couple and go into the temple amongst the teachers. For 3 days, Jesus was away from Mary and Joseph, and they had assumed that he was with their relatives. Please turn your Bibles to Luke 2, verses 41 through 50. 48 through 50. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and men. This is an example of Mary's acceptance and faith in God. She had understood her son's destiny, and she had understood by hindering him from doing the things that he had done, it may have prevented God's will for him. Had Mary showed her emotions and had Mary pushed into the natural motherly instincts and prevented Jesus from going on his own, Mary may have prevented us from being saved, from redemption, from God's love. This shows that not only Mary's acceptance of God's will, but also shows that Mary was willing, as not only a mother, but a faithful servant of God, to follow all of his instructions, including even if it meant giving up her son to the world. Now, in today's life, usually 12-year-olds don't wander into the temple by themselves. But Mary and Joseph's show of respect and faith in God is something that we should all admire today. As Christians today, we often have many problems besides seeing our sons or our daughters go away. We have the media, we have social media, we have politics, we have religion. Every day there's something new. But the example shown by both Joseph and Mary is something that we should all, not only as Christians, but as humans, as people, should try to exemplify. Their show of absolute faith and devotion to everything God had said is something that we should all do. The faith, and not only the trust that Mary put in God, and not only God but her son, is something that we don't get to see every day. And it's also something that we as Christians don't do every day. Sometimes you may feel that the path that God is leading us down may not be the right path or the best path. But what if Mary had not taken God's message? What if Joseph had embarrassed Mary? What if David had not listened to God? What if Adam and Eve had not followed what God thought they were going to follow? What if Micah had not predicted his birth 700 years ago before he was born? All these things that God sent down to earth, all of these stories that we learn about in the Old Testament, they're all testaments to the will of God. Even when we wake up in the morning, even when we brush our teeth, even when we go to sleep at night, these are all testaments of God's faith in us. These are all testaments of us trusting in God every night. Every night that we go to sleep, every day that we wake up and drive in our cars and we make it to church, home, safely, it's a testament that God has put faith not only in us, but his trust that we will continue to abide by his will. And this is a story that Mary and Joseph tells us every time that we read about the birth of Jesus. That they put faith and trust in someone. And this someone is God. This someone is the person who created us. And this someone is the person who sent his only son so that we may be redeemed and join him one day. So as Christians, and not only as Christians, but people and brothers and sisters in Christ, I encourage you every single day that you wake up and that you go to sleep to pray and to put your faith and your trust in God as Mary and Joseph did with Jesus. Because who knows, one day we will all hopefully be in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you.